Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
What's up? What is the most eventful or bizarre thing that's happened to you in a bathroom? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Eli. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichola.
Hola.
Okay. So, check this out. It happened about 40 years ago. I'm stationed in Germany, and I'm a medic, right? I'm working in the clinic, and it is like 2:30 in the morning, you know, at night. Nothing's going on. It's like the time where you're like, you're trying hard to do whatever you can to stay awake.
Sure.
Right? So all of a sudden, we get this lady. She comes in, and she's like, oh, and she's screaming, and she's like, and I'm like, what happened? What happened? You know, I'm just, it's an emergency room, right? So she goes, there's a dead body. There's a dead body. And I'm like, okay, where's the dead body? Where's the dead body? She goes, well, so the clinic that I worked at, we shared the parking lot with the bowling alley, right?
Okay.
So they said, okay. And she said, it's at the bowling alley. And I'm like, okay, cool. So it's me and Polly, and we're working, just two of us. And Polly's just like 5 foot nothing, little tiny little girl, right? So I'm like, okay, you know, and so thinking we had to transport a dead body, I'm like, okay, Polly, you get in the ambulance, because the driveway to the emergency room is off to the side, right? So that Polly, you go, because she's got to go around the block, then come up to the front of where the bowling alley is at. And I said, okay, so I'll grab my jump kit and I'll run over there, right? So, and you know, I grab the jump kit and it's like, you know, 2:30 o'clock in the morning, right? So I'm trying to talk to the lady. Okay, what? Tell me about this body. She's like, oh, we're closing and I'm checking and there's the body. And I'm like, okay, cool, cool, cool. So in my mind, I'm okay. In my mind, I'm like, what am I gonna do? What am I gonna do? So we get to the bowling alley, and I open up the doors, and it's dark, right? It's closed. And I'm like, okay, where's the body? Where's the body? And she's like, oh. And then she's pointing over there, and I'm like, where? And I go, and I run up, and in the bathroom. I'm like, oh, a body in the bathroom. Okay. All right, so cool. So I go in there, and the lady's following me, right? So we get to the shoes, and I'm like, where's, you know, I'm expecting now, you know, open the door to the bathroom and bam, the body's right there, right? And I'm like, where is the body? She goes, it's in there. And she's pointing to one of the stalls. So I'm like, okay. So, you know, and I'm like, hey, you know, knocking on the door. Hey, bro, you know, the men's bathroom. Hey, bro, you doing okay? And I crack the door and see, and it's this guy, his body. He was taking a dump, and he fell. He passed out. He switched in between the toilet and the wall. And his head cracked up to the side of the wall. And his pants, and he's got poop, and he's got pee. I'm just like, oh. I'm like, whoa. Right? I'm like, okay.
So you wait, was like, this guy still alive?
I thought he was dead. I mean, dead body, right? I mean, and there's poop on his face, and I'm just like, oh, man. I'm like, there's no way I'm going to give mouth to mouth to this guy, right? Because it ain't going to happen, bro.
He made a judgment call. The brother's going to die right here.
Just let him die.
Bro. I'm like, hey, you know, say la vie, bro. So I'm like, all right, so, well, I got to pull him out because he's all scrunched up in the corner, bro. He's all scrunched up. So I'm like, okay. So then I grab his ankle and I start tugging him just to get him out. Just I'm like, does he have a pulse or, you know, just whatever. And as I'm pulling, he goes, oh, hey, what's up? Jumps up. And me and the lady, we're just like, ah, all at the same time. And the guy's jumping like, what the hell? And he's trying his pants on and he's running out the bathroom. At the bedroom door, and just as he gets to the bedroom door, Polly, she had driven the ambulance all the way around. She pulled the gurney out, and she pulled him into the bathroom. And the guy slammed up the door, and he bumped into Polly, and they both go, ah! And the ambulance just like, what the hell happened? I mean, it was just like, what the...
You okay? But the dude was alive.
He was alive.
Are you okay?
I'm okay.
Okay.
It was just so, oh my God.
All right, well, at least the guy was alive, you know? Jesus.
Hey, God, love that guy loves that story. Told that story on the screen to call.
Did he get through it?
He wasn't quite that enthusiastic.
No, okay.
He didn't show that much verve for his story.
He loves that story, man. Gracious.
Wow.
Okay.
I heard about half of what he said, but I realized I was laughing because, my man, it was contagious.
It was hard to hear what he was saying. He was like a little hyena. What is the most eventful or bizarre thing that's happened to you in a bathroom? 206-803-ROB.
Email the guys at the men's room at mensroomlive.com and get you some men's room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage.
All right, time for a little Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. It's an easy game to play. We get a category, a contestant in line. You pick from one of two categories and then see how many you can get right in said category before three strikes and you're out. Steve, who is our contestant ready to play Your Guess Is As Good As Mine?
Well, his name was Carlos, but he has since dropped off.
So it's not
Carlos.
Or
our phones killed him, yeah.
Okay, all right. I guess you guys are going to be playing Your Guess Is As Good As Mine.
All right.
So, your categories. By the way, last week, in case you didn't know and you probably missed it, was National Backyard Day.
Oh, of course it was.
Good to have that in March.
They came up with the... yeah, no kidding.
Right? Like, wait till like May?
Well, that's a couple of those where I'm like, really? You're gonna do it now?
Okay. Is it whether you're barbecuing this weekend or just hanging out? What's your go-to game you like to play in the backyard? It's had the 10 best backyard games of all time based on fun, accessibility, and overall popularity. Then we have America's preferences for hot sauce. And it really is quite regional. A lot of these are very similar, but depending on where you live, what your standard buy is changes from state to state and area of the country to area of the country, depending on who lives there and what's cooking. So do you guys want to go hot sauce or backyard games?
Let's say backyard games.
Yes.
Backyard games. I mean, 10 standing there, I'm just like, look, that's you got to do this, right?
Okay. Again.
Are these older and newer?
Yes, yes, exactly right. Some have lost popularity over the years. Some have been permanently banned, but at one point in time...
I know that one.
They were fun, and people enjoyed playing them.
All right, we got to go with cornhole.
Yeah.
You want to go with cornhole? That is the number one. It is the go-to backyard game now. Now, for those of you not in the know, Cincinnati, Ohio gets credit for coming up with a modern version in the 1960s, but someone also patented a similar game with square holes way back in 1883. So it's been around for a while, but the game you know now and play in the backyard, that's been around since the 60s. And again, that was invented in Cincinnati, Ohio, where I believe, like, wasn't it Carson Palmer back in the day?
He used to have, like, a cornhole tournament.
Yeah.
He was,
yeah,
like, the one that that's how I kind of found out about cornhole. Was like,
and everyone kind of chuckled about it.
Because the name is cornhole.
Yeah.
Like, well, then you could play washers, too, which is close to cornhole.
Yeah.
Okay. Cornhole's number one on the best backyard games of all time.
Lawn darts.
Lawn darts. Although they have been banned, they are number 9 on the list. Mm-hmm. Bonus points to the original version for being lethal. They do have modern versions, which are safer and still fun. So your land darts and circles to score points is the way you play, but they have reintroduced them, just not the ones that are going to land on top of your head and puncture your skull.
Old games on here as well. Before we played cornhole, we always played horseshoes.
Horseshoes, yep.
Horseshoes. That is a great backyard game. Horseshoes is number 6. It's harder for the little kids to play than cornhole, and you have to add permanent sand pits to do it right. But you would think that there would be more injuries in horseshoes than almost in lawn darts, just on sometimes how they bounce, spin, hit the ground.
And roll. It's adults and they drink a lot.
Yeah, but I've never seen anyone be injured playing horseshoes.
Oh, I have. My Uncle Timmy, he always had horseshoes in the backyard. Some of those would bounce off and hit a kid.
There is a bar.
Like in the shin or something.
Oh, there's, yeah, a bar down by the water.
In Essex or Dundalk.
Where your sister lives, it has horseshoe pits. Mm-hmm. Still to this day.
You could play. For... You could throw shoes at the yellow beak.
Oh, you can?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that makes sense.
I've done it.
That makes sense.
Okay.
Horseshoes. I've also seen a drunk guy throw it on top of the shed. A little covering.
That happens from time to time.
Yeah.
Cornhole number 1 and horseshoes number 6. There are 8 remaining. You have 0 strikes against you.
What about ladder golf?
That's what I was going to ask. That's the rope, or the, yeah, two balls on the rope, yeah, kind of thing. All right. I was trying to think of the name of that, but I'm like, all right.
Ladder golf.
A rope ladder. It's
like a rope with two like fake golf balls, yeah, on each side. You got to, there's 3 rings, yeah, or 3 bars you try to get it on.
Hmm.
A 3-rung ladder, if
you
will.
Okay, let me ask you this. This thing has gotten pretty popular in the last 20 years. A mailman in Pennsylvania sold the idea in 2005. Then a company called Ladder Golf started selling the sets. Is that the same game?
That's got to be the same.
So Ladder Toss is correct then at, yeah, number 8.
Yeah, okay. All right. That's the one.
Well, I guess it's a brand name now.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up, we were always playing things like bocce ball in the backyard. We
wiffle ball.
Wiffle ball.
Croquet.
Oh, ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Backyard volleyball.
Castle has a croquet set.
Oh, does he? Mm,
well,
he's got a big-ass backyard.
Hell,
so,
yeah,
it's stupid, but you go there and start drinking beer and play. Right. It's amazing how quickly you get competitive in something as stupid as croquet.
Oh,
St. Mary's College in Annapolis, if you drove by at certain times of the year, they're always out in the front there playing croquet.
Oh, yeah.
They were. They were all dressed up in all their white.
We hit big old balls.
You want to go with croquet?
Let's do croquet.
Yeah, let's go croquet.
Croquet number 10. Not a lot of people play now, but it used to be really popular. The word is French, but originated in England in the mid-1800s. So far correct on croquet at 10, lawn darts at 9, ladder toss at 8, horseshoes at 6, and cornhole at number 1.
Let's put wiffle ball in there.
Yeah, man.
Wiffle ball. We go wiffle ball? Number 3, a guy in Connecticut made backyard baseball possible when he came up with it in 1953 to prevent...
broken windows.
That is correct, Mike. Broken windows.
I will advise kids, get official wiffle balls with the holes in them.
Yes.
Cheap knockoff ones still break windows.
Oh, those solid plastic ones?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to throw a window, for sure.
Yeah, with the big orange bat and the big fat one.
You know, somebody that works here is a very good wiffle ball player.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
One that's not on here, I'm going to give it to you so you guys don't guess it, which I can't believe is not on here, which is a backyard staple, 4th of July, everything else, was volleyball or badminton. Those are not...
All right, badminton
might be on the list, but volleyball's not.
Damn.
I could go badminton. We have a badminton net, and because, like I said, you're not going to break windows. Doesn't matter how hard you smash it.
Right.
You're not chasing over the fence all the time.
Do we
and
rule
you only
out,
need 2 people.
Do we rule out tossing a football in the back or doing, like, catch?
I was going to say, does catch count?
Right.
A version of it does.
All right, so a baseball,
like,
catch
playing
or
pickle.
Nerf.
You know, when you have the guy in the middle? That's what we used to call it.
I can't call it what we used
this
to call it.
This is something that you played more times in the backyard probably than any other sport in your life, if you had a group of friends around.
Touch football.
Touch football. Two-hand touch. Number 4. So far, you're correct with cornhole at number 1. Wiffle ball at 3. Two-hand touch at 4. Horseshoes at 6. Ladder toss comes in at 8. Lawn darts at 9. Croquet is at 10th spot. So there are 3 backyard games remaining on the best backyard games of all time.
Badminton.
No, he said badminton's
out. Badminton's
on the list.
Badminton's number 7.
Okay.
Not as popular as it used to be, but still fun. A little annoying to set up and take down the net, but other than that.
We play it in the driveway. Hey, man, they have these quick collapsible nets now. My wife and I got one last summer for the kids. You can put it all the way down for, oh, God, is it like tennis or pickleball? You can put it all the way up for volleyball or badminton, and then there's some middle.
All right.
It's great, man. It's great. It's super lightweight, easy to put together.
All right. The last two games evolve. Balls.
Okay. We don't have any strikes, so I'm just going to take it. Bocce ball.
Bocce's number 2.
Good call, Mike.
Good That's for multiple number 2. People. And you can play anywhere. You don't need a legit bocce court.
Correct. Right.
Patch of grass. Just open space to play bocce.
The other one needs a ball, you said?
It needs
a ball.
That's
a shame, because somebody said frisbee on the text line.
Oh, that's
thought,
not
that's
bad
strong,
at all,
man.
Man, those bocce courts, they've got a couple of them at Green Lake. I don't know if you guys know where they are. They're on the west side of the lake. It's just this amazing flat green square, but the grass,
it's like a golf course,
it's more pristine.
Yeah,
like
it is immaculate.
You can't
immaculate.
Even believe that.
Well, it can't be volleyball.
Do we do like a backyard golf? Like, they sell the little spongy balls that you're not going to break any windows with, and you can do a little chipping in your backyard. Or
fun fact. Playing catch with the baseball.
Yeah.
You know, just go catch?
I'm going to go
Game
catch. Damn it!
Can you give us a hint? It involves a ball. Does it involve a pole?
At one point in time, our company had a team.
Softball.
Kickball.
Kickball. Yeah, nailed it.
I played on that team.
There you go. These are the best backyard games of all times. Coming in at number 10, croquet, followed by lawn darts at 9, ladder toss at 8, badminton at 7, or badminton. 6 is horseshoes, kickball 5, 2 and touch 4, 3 wiffle ball, bocce 2, cornhole. The number one best backyard game of all time. All right, coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Send The Men's Room a mushy love letter at themensroom@mensroomlive.com and scoop up some delicious Men's Room roasted red salsa at your favorite store.
Mother Nature was to blame when blank happened. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Natty. Welcome to The Men's Room.
Hola, bichola.
Hola.
What's going on? So, my story, growing up in the rural parts of South Woodby there in the Goss Lake area, in the early 90s, I don't know if you guys, well, you guys probably, yeah. In the early 90s, we used to get hellacious windstorms, and we're in the middle of a forest out there. 5 years in a row, on Thanksgiving Day, every year, from the, I think from 89 to 94, we had super big windstorms, lightning and all that. Well, it knocked the power out. And happened to be right when we were cooking our Thanksgiving turkey. I ask you not. We had to scavenge and scrounge for what leftovers we could get out of the fridge before things started going bad, because this power would go out for, I don't know, 2-3 days, maybe 5 days before they got everything back up where we were located. But yeah, I just remember that Thanksgiving, eating leftovers, dry sandwiches, you know. But it used to be a lot more consistent around here weather-wise with our snow and in the wind. But now we just don't know what to expect these days. Yeah.
Did you have generators back then, or does everyone have generators now?
We eventually got a generator. I mean, but and that's kind of what prompted it. Like, we can't go through another year of Thanksgiving dinner being, you know, put to bed a little earlier than needed. We're never able to salvage the turkey either.
Damn.
So, you know, it just got tossed, you know, midstream. So what are you going to do, right?
Jesus. Did you have other family members there, or was it just your immediate family?
Mostly immediate family. We did generally a bigger family dinner at grandma's, you know, the night before or over the course of the weekend. But, yeah, it was a real bummer, man, because those leftover turkey sandwiches is where it's at. That's my favorite part.
Well, I still feel like there's always some good storms right before Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I remember there's snow on the ground out here 1 year on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's my favorite meal of the year, though. Of all the ones. I know it's basic, but I love it. I look forward to that more than anything else.
Well, Thanksgiving, like we always say, again, there's no pressure of gifts or this or that.
It's food and football.
It's just right. It's just a simple holiday for everybody.
Yeah. When lightning used to come on the East Coast, it would come just roaring across the plains. By the time I got to the Appalachian Mountains, it is ready to take off and go over top of those mountains, which typically means it's going to dump rain. And when you think about, you know, the Olympic Peninsula and how the rain shadow works,
right?
It's very similar to that. I mean, the clouds need to rise above the mountains. They dump the rain. If you're on the west side of the mountains,
you get all the rain.
You're absolutely going to get hammered. I'm playing a golf course in West Virginia. We are on the west side of the mountain. A storm blows in quick. We are on the ninth hole. All right? A ninth hole. We figure we would just finish this last hole and go to the clubhouse, wait the storm out. We're good to go. We pull underneath a tree in our golf cart. I get out, my buddy gets out, and now it's starting to pour down rain. And the next thing you know, I wake up and I'm on the ground. And I wake up.
Yeah.
And I sit up and I go, oh God, you know, where am I? What is going on? And I look over and my two buddies are laying down on the ground underneath the tree as well. I look up, the tree is on fire. The tree had been hit and split, but where we were standing, we were also standing on the root system. So that kind of blew us up a little bit. Now, I've told this story before, but my one buddy, Rob, he was kind of like the highfalutin golf player at the time. He was wearing metal spikes.
Yeah.
And he took the brunt of that shot. I'm sure we all were equal as far as what we got.
But you weren't wearing metal.
I was not wearing metal spikes. I was wearing tennis shoes. Now, he got it pretty bad. He was pretty messed up.
Is he the one who was just kind of never the same again?
No, he was fine. Yeah, okay. From what I understand, he was perfectly fine. Then my buddy Brian woke up, and then I look up, and there are five or six golf carts racing down the hill. Every single person who was waiting the storm out up in the clubhouse, as they were looking down, because the last hole went up the hill toward the clubhouse, they all saw us got hit by lightning. So now they're rushing down there, and they are freaking out. Not only that, the tree is still on fire.
Yeah,
The tree is on fire. And it is split, so there's a big chunk of the tree that looks like at any moment it's going to fall. So we pull the golf cart out of there. We wake up Rob. We get to the clubhouse. We take Rob to the hospital. We finish the round there. And then Rob's parents met us at the hospital. He ended up being discharged later on that afternoon. He was fine. This was a Sunday afternoon, Sunday midday. So my buddy and I are like, you know what? The hell? And it was not football season or anything like that. There's no reason to be in a bar at 11 o'clock on a Sunday morning. But we decided to go to Mario's Fishbowl to drink our craziness away and the fact that we survived, and it was just a weird situation. So, of course, we go to the bar, sit down, and there are two girls beside us, and my buddy Brian starts hitting on the girl beside him. I'm on the far side. I'm far away from the two girls. So, anyway, he starts talking to this one chick, blah, 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 blah. Brian gets up. He's going to go use the phone. He's going to go call his mom. This is before the days of cell phones. He's going to tell her what happened. Rest assured, everything's going to be okay, blah, 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 blah. But, I mean, it's one of those things. It's like, strangely enough, it's like if you had a baby, you just want to tell everybody.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Same thing with getting hit by lightning. Because you're alive, you just want to tell everybody what happened. Like, he was just talking to the girl beside him, Beth, most of the time, just about how the lightning, you know, he just woke up. Like, you know, the whole story, basically what I went through, he was just repeating the same thing. He gets up to go and call his mom. She starts talking to me. The next thing I know, we end up going to me and her end up going to a different bar that night and partying continuously through the evening. Then I ended up staying at her house that night. And then we got married.
Yep. Lightning killed your single life, man.
It really did. That was probably the strangest thing that's ever happened to me based on the fact that. And then on my second wedding.
I was about to say, dude, you have a thing with lightning. Those storms were a warning.
It really is a warning that I did not heed.
I mean, literally.
Let's try again, Miles.
So you're right. Both your wives are Jewish.
Don't think I didn't think about that.
So if nobody's ever been to a Jewish wedding, they stomp on the glass.
Yeah.
The guy says, Mazel Tov. Everybody cheers. The glass sounded so loud, it's like he stomped on it, that it was like thunder right after.
Yeah.
Right. At the beginning of the reception, it was like, Jesus Christ, it was scary out there.
Yes, it was. It was terrible.
How many different ways can I send you a message, Miles?
Okay, where would you guys think the safest place is? All right.
I'm trying.
He is trying. He did try.
I'm trying to save you money.
Dude, don't go to a bar tonight. I just don't.
To hail the
there's going to be lightning.
Get like, married.
Drive home. Park your car. Sit your ass in the house.
Yeah, I don't. Someone could have a gun to my head and basically say, "Would you ever get married again?" Or I'm going to kill you right now. Just like, just shoot me.
I doubt it.
Shoot me.
Please. You better stay home.
We'll see.
Stay home.
It's cheaper.
You know what? I'm going to call that place you like. Be like, if you see him in there, you throw him out tonight.
Throw him out, okay, man.
Need to learn more about general men's room shenanigans? Just visit the men's room page at KISW.com. This is the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. Good to see everybody out here today. They don't have a ton of tacos at Sliver, but they do have tacos here at Pioneer, tacos and tequila. And I believe, I don't know where my sous chef Ryan Castle is. I believe we have some tacos.
Oh, he's right here.
They're on the way, Tim.
They're on the way. All right. Until we get some tacos, let's talk with it. Just quick round of applause. Who likes tacos?
Everyone likes tacos.
I think everybody does like tacos.
Uh-oh.
And there's so many different varieties of tacos. I think even just the establishments you go get tacos from, right? You might go to a place like this that has authentic good tacos. Sometimes you're just in a mood for like fast food tacos.
Breakfast tacos, all kinds of good tacos.
All that kind of stuff.
Oh, look out.
Set them down there. Let Miles throw a munch on them.
All right.
Now we got all different flavors of these tacos. Yeah, here, Chef can hold and talk. There we go.
All right.
Those look darn good.
Those look really good.
Darn good.
Yeah, Mike, all I got out was darn good.
That's all right.
Came with a playing card. All right, so let's talk about tacos, where they established, where they started. You guys try a taco. Tell me what you think. Okay. By the way, these look like proper street tacos. You have the pickled radish, I believe, on there. A little cilantro. And then some onion as well.
Yeah.
Keep it
simple and stupid, you know what I mean?
I will say one of the few times that I eat vegetables raw or on tacos. This is true.
All right. That and a Philly cheesesteak, right? Peppers and onions?
Yeah. And a Philly cheesesteak.
Well, hey, that counts. People aren't positive exactly where tacos started, but most of the theories is that it started down in Mexico, of course. Traditionally, right, you would have corn tacos, corn shells. Over the years, you've gotten different things. These are the traditional street taco and that tiny little corn shell. Miles, which one are you going with first there? You got chicken or pork?
I got pork.
All right, dive in. Let me know what you think.
All right.
Again, taco is supposed to be a food made with love. So often you invite people over. And like we were saying, some of the styles of cooking of tacos take a long time. Carne asada, you could cook a little quicker, higher flame. But anything you got, like al pastor, any of that kind of stuff. I don't know why I'm doing an accent. Any of that kind of stuff. Yeah. Carnitas. You're going to have to use a little bit longer time. Slow cook.
These are great slow cooked pork tacos.
Excellent. All right. So we started with pork.
More of a pulled pork. Sorry, I'm chewing.
No. Al pastor, of course, is shepherd style. Or Arab tacos, as they call them. Thin pork seasoned with adobo seasoning, then skewered, overlapped one another, and a vertical rotisserie cooked and flame broiled. Kind of like a shawarma, if you will.
I'm not sure I've ever had that.
It has roots in Mexican's Lebanese immigrant population.
Oh, okay.
I would recommend a very good taco stand if you like Al Pastor up there off North Gateway. I don't know the name of it. Tacos Asador. Basically, this is going to be your carne asada. These are grill or spit tacos, meaning basically they've grilled them on there. Now listen, they say you can have two versions, carne asada or tripe. If you don't know what tripe is, trust me, you don't want to eat it. All right?
Go with the carne asada.
Yeah. Tripe, look, some people like it. Bourdain would go on and really like tripe, but it's the inside intestines of a fish, I want to say. That is a tough little...
I don't think I've ever had that.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't know if I tried it. Because you're either going to really like it or really hate it, right?
Correct. And I think it's one of those things, again, kind of like a, I don't know, like a chitlin or a hog maw. Like, you're going to have to cook the hell out of that thing so people like it because it's intestine.
A lot of seasoning involved in there that basically masking all the nasty that's in there.
Right. We all know Miles' favorite tacos, of course, are tacos de carbiza. These are head tacos. I'm not helping. There's a flat, punctuated metal plate with steams from the edge from the head of the cow. So basically, they're head tacos in the sense that you're like eating like the cow's cheeks, or anything else from the cow or whatever. Man, we got a lot of tacos.
We got more tacos coming.
I thought I was ordering like four tacos of each. Apparently, I ordered four, like, yeah, orders. Mm-hmm. Let them try the pork belly ones. Those ones are going to be delicious.
I'll take a pork belly taco.
Also, that kind of brings us into the American tacos as we know them as well. Different versions of that, and you can add different stuff. Pork belly, to me, traditionally, is going to be an Asian food or whatnot.
Oh, we got more tacos, man.
Jesus.
No, listen, my friend here, they've got more than you know.
All right. I see Mike's also got a fish taco over there.
That's a shrimp taco I got over here, Ted.
Shrimp taco. All right, good. So shrimp tacos are going to establish more of a... And keep in mind, Mexico has a lot of states as well, like we do. So anytime you get closer to the shore, you're going to get all those shrimp tacos involved and all that deliciousness. Miles, you're right. You're usually going to get a little fresh avocado, your lime, maybe some kind of lime sauce on there.
If you're headed down the ball game, come down here and get a taco.
Are they that
good? These things are absolutely... I know you're doing the segment. You can't eat them. But
I'm going to eat them as soon as we're done.
They are absolutely fantastic.
So these shrimp tacos, man, they breaded and fried these shrimp. And it's got all. It's got the cilantro in there. It's got a little bit of slaw in there. I don't know what that sauce is, but there's a lime zest to it, and it's phenomenal, man.
Okay.
I haven't
gotten there yet.
Yeah, some other things about tacos. Does anybody in here like a breakfast taco?
Or a breakfast burrito. Same difference, yeah.
Right, so to me, like, when I go to Austin to me is, like, the epicenter of the breakfast taco, and they do kind of give credit to Austin, but then some people think it's been a little, I don't want this to spill, a little whitewashed, if you will, but breakfast taco generally is going to be, you're going to take the leftover meat you have the day before, oftentimes brisket, too, because you're in Texas, then you add on there, thank you, Danny, I appreciate that. I'm trying to describe for people, if you're in your car listening, we have trays of tacos basically on a bar top, and we have four laptops out as well.
Right. We have zero room on here.
This is not the worst thing that's ever happened.
No, not
it's,
at all.
It's
no.
Amazing.
We're at Tequila's Tacos, my friend. Who are you?
You were. Hannah.
You got to say it to the mic.
I'm Hannah.
Hello, Hannah.
Hello.
Tell us a little, speak a little closer to the mic, but then tell us a little more about your tacos.
So, right now, they're going to pass out our Pioneer Taco.
Okay.
The best taco. It has our ground beef with chipotle crema, queso, and pickled jalapenos on top of it. It's the perfect hangover, greasy, cheesy taco that you're going to want.
All right. I guess I would recommend people, too, come by after the game.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Stop back in.
Stop by and... we'll have those.
You can try the Men's Room IPA. You can try the 20th anniversary lager that they got in the silver cans. I mean, it smells amazing. I hope people can hear it in my voice. Like, I'm dying right now.
Yes.
I got all these stuff surrounded by tacos. Can't touch one of them.
Glad you guys came in.
Different... I'm going to struggle on this one.
You got it.
Different ethnicities have different versions of tacos. You know, the funny thing is, I have not even had a beer yet today. Ethnicities. So for our Native American friends, they have the fry bread taco, sometimes also known as a puffy taco. You ever had fry bread, Miles?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So especially, I know if you get out to Eastern Washington, I will say one year leaving the desert at Burning Man, the first food I had was a Indian taco on the fry bread. Mm. And it was awesome out there in the desert and stuff. So they cook it different ways.
What's in that? That sounds good.
Basically, that's going to be your standard kind of white guy taco just on Native American fry bread.
I'm not white.
Okay.
All right. Your standard American taco. Non-Hispanic taco.
I'm just saying as a black dude, I'm like, what's a white man taco?
I think ground beef. You made it at home. You're sponsored by Old El Paso.
Yeah, so a black man taco. All right, we're on track.
We should go standard American taco.
Yes.
Is there a black taco?
No. You just described it, ma'am. That's an American.
I was going to make a joke, but I'm going to skip it.
Thank you.
I mean, I don't know. There's a lot of fusions. If somebody said I'm running a soul food taco joint, I'd pop in.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right? Makes you wonder, is a gyro a taco? I know that debate has never been brought up. But
right, so it's kind of like, so we're at a ballpark today, right? Is a hot dog a taco?
No, because it's on a bun, I think.
Yeah, but you hold it in like a taco form.
You do.
So that's another thing, too, is that like a lot of people don't know, like, is we're used to tacos as Americans with ground beef and everything, because literally the guy that invented Taco Bell was like, there's already McDonald's, there's already all these burgers, I want to invent something that's new. He saw a taco stand in L.A., and then he was like, I also want to make it so that Americans will eat it. So that's why he started adding the lettuce, whereas traditional Mexican tacos will not have lettuce. That's also why their hot sauces are so mild. Because he knew that people would take, like, authentic Mexican hot sauce.
Yeah. I think a hot dog might be an American taco. I'll tell you why. Half folded, that's your bun. Meat in the middle and anything but a sub. Hot dogs, American tacos, bro. That's a U.S. taco.
Soft shell tacos, I would also say, I love them. I think is you know, that's a very American thing, as opposed to, like, generally, I feel like when you're an authentic Mexican restaurant, the only really flour thing is going to be a burrito wrap.
That's right.
But either way, get down here, get down to the ballpark, have some tacos, have some beers. Let's go, Mariners!
Yes! Live from Pioneer Tacos and Tequila, you are listening to The Men's Room.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Reach out to the Men's Room on the socials, at Men's Room Live, and enjoy the new Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing.
Who is our first contestant, Mike, ready to play the big game?
We have Rachel ready to play the big game.
Hello, Rachel. How are you?
Fantastic.
You got your Mariners and Mariners
Kraken.
Here on.
Mariners, more Mariners.
Kraken, Mariners, 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 Mariners.
She came all the way up from Ording.
Yes, I did.
No, what?
Yeah.
What does one do in Ording?
I don't know.
Okay. Raise cattle?
No, I'm asking. I'm not sure that I've been
there. Miles and I were in Graham years ago.
You're better off to just stay in Seattle.
One good bar.
I think they say
one
that.
One good bar.
Name one good bar.
Gosh.
Come on.
Wow.
Hey, my cousin used to bounce at the firehouse.
Sure.
Okay. Are you playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
Not sober.
Not sober. Okay.
She also works for the Ording Chamber of Commerce, apparently.
That's all right. So, our men's room poll, you're going to pick a champion. So, Mariners World Series, Seahawks Super Bowl, Kraken Stanley Cup, or Sonics Championship?
Sonics all the way. That
Sonics.
Means they're back here.
All right.
Wow. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. I'm right there with you, man.
Thank you.
Yep.
Man, that's the team. All right. You are a Seattle sports fan. You cannot give me that look. You're wearing Seattle, and then Seattle, and then more Seattle. Like, you got Seattle all over you.
I do.
The only thing you don't have is a seagull on your shoulder that talks like a parrot. I mean, my God, man. So, I'm going to ask you this.
Oh, no. It would be awesome if you did, though.
That would be the coolest thing I've ever seen. All right, so your question. I'll give you a hint. This man wants to beat Miles to death. This is true. This man wants to beat Miles to death. You'll understand when you get the answer. Does not like Miles, but he was outstanding. He's still...
That's not true.
It is very true. This man will beat Miles to death. But the question is, who was the first Seattle Mariner to hit for the cycle in one game?
Oh, jeez.
He has a car dealership here. I'll give you that.
Well, he used to.
He used to. He used to work for a car dealership. They had big ones.
I honestly...
He says, call him the bone.
Okay. No one is smoother than...
But I don't want to be one and done. No, it's the bone.
Yeah, it is the bone.
There you go. Computer.
Why does he want to beat my ass?
Because you talk ass about him all the time.
No, I don't.
You might not know this, but Jay Buhner would come in to cut commercials at our studio. And every time Miles saw Jay Buhner, Miles would give Jay Buhner about crap everything he didn't do.
No, I didn't. So what I said was...
Yes, he did.
I said, I have your rookie card. You were once a New York Yankee. You could have won World Series.
Do you have any regrets?
Seinfeld even complained about it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying.
Good
I mean,
reference.
Hey, by the, hey, before we let you go, man, because you got one end on, we got a 50-50 question for you.
Okay.
That's what happens when you're smarter than you know. Wait, were you the guy for giving me the evil eye earlier?
Was I giving you the evil
eye? The evil eye, this.
I don't give evil eyes.
So, yes. All right, here's your question. Yes. All right, dragonflies or ladybugs?
Oh, God, hold on. Sorry, that thing just took off on me.
Dragonflies or ladybugs? Which insect has the highest STD rate in the insect world?
Oh, I have a ladybug tattoo, so I hope it's not ladybugs. So what are you? I'm going to go with dragonflies.
Ooh.
It's those whore-ass ladybugs.
Yeah.
Damn.
Of course it's the ladybugs.
It is the ladybug.
Oh, oh look at me. I'm good luck. I'm
very
a ladybug.
Very promiscuous. They have the highest STD rate.
Because that's good luck. A ladybug. Good luck.
If you're not having sex.
Now you have an STD.
Big dummy!
That'd be a hard one to explain.
Yeah.
How'd you get an STD? From a ladybug?
You're into what you're into, man. I don't judge. I'm just
questioning. We go to the studio audience. At Pioneer Tacos and Tequila, Mike, who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Her name is Paloma Miles.
Paloma. What a beautiful name. Where are you from?
Originally from San Diego.
No way.
Yeah, it's got to be close.
Okay. So you are a taco aficionado.
Yeah.
All right. So you're in San Diego.
The food out here is trash. The Mexican food out here is horrible.
Well, you know why?
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. Wow.
It's like
it's a taco establishment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My bad, bro.
It's okay.
San Diego?
Yeah. Let's be real. Well, that's the, I think, the home of the best taco in North America, right?
For sure.
I mean, other than Mexico.
Yeah.
Yes, that makes sense. So, like, Chicago pizza, if you like that, you come to Seattle and you go, wow,
yeah,
the Chicago pizza is terrible here because you're not in Chicago.
Yeah, no.
So that works out. Okay, so our poll. You get to pick a champion, Mariners World Series, Seahawks Super Bowl, Kraken Stanley Cup, or Sonics Championship.
Sonics, for sure.
Sonics.
All right.
On the,
you know, I will
know
say,
what it is,
Joey
man.
Joey on Twitter brings up a good point. Like, the Sonics did win a title once before.
Yep.
The Mariners are the only one that never win one.
I get it, man, but there's something about it. When I moved out here 20 years ago, going to a Sonics game meant more to me than any of the other sports. Hard to explain, but, like, you're absolutely engrossed in them. And then they left. So apparently I'm your bad luck card, and I apologize.
Well, also the fact that, you know, growing up in spending time in Baltimore and D.C., if you are not a Wizards fan, then you really didn't have a team. If you weren't a Capitals fan, you really didn't have a team.
Not a Wizards fan.
So now I'm a Kraken fan. No. And when the Sonics come back, I'll be a Sonics fan again. So, yeah.
I grew up outside of D.C. Not a lot of Wizards fans. Just not. Maryland
All right,
basketball.
Paloma. Doesn't your name share the name with the drink?
Yes, yeah. Tequila and grapefruit.
Are you drinking one?
I was going to ask what's in it.
Three of those, close enough.
All right.
As for the drink, that's a hill. It's a side of Jack Daniels with a beer.
The hill.
Wait, what?
A hill. It's a beer with a side of Jack Daniels. All right, Paloma, here is your question, my friend. Who was Sherlock Holmes' arch enemy? My bad.
I won. I don't know. One and done. No. I mean,
ding.
No idea.
Do you guys have any idea?
No.
Would that be Professor Moriarty?
My God, Mike, are correct. Oh. It was, in fact, Professor Moriarty. All right. Paloma, before we let you go, who was Dracula's arch enemy? This guy was hunting Dracula down. He's the only guy that knew the Dracula.
I don't know, Blades.
God, I hit the wrong thing. No.
See, I win. That's right.
Was it Mark or something Van Helsing?
Van Helsing. Okay.
Would you have accepted garlic?
Well, yeah. No.
Yeah.
Paloma, what are you doing? You're not done. I hit the wrong button.
He keeps hitting correct, but you haven't gotten one right.
Right. Ding.
He's like the umpire keeps yelling ball. It's like, no, it was a strike.
My bad. All right, Paloma. What think about chickens, roosters? Think about what they look like.
Okay.
All right. They do not originate in North America. From what continent do you believe the chickens / roosters originate?
South America?
Asia.
No.
No. Hence the year of the rooster.
Okay.
or your cock, as I like to say. I'm going to give you a multiple choice question, right? Oh, Spaceball seat.
You got this. Multiple you get one right. Choice. Come on. You got choices.
We made it 25% no matter what. All right. So everything is corporately sponsored now, right? So how many Major League Baseball stadiums do not have a corporate sponsor? Is it 4, 7, 8, or 11?
Ooh. 7. Ooh.
I know you guessed, but you're right. All right, so those parks are Fenway Park, home of the Boston Red Sox.
Okay.
Wrigley Field, Chicago Cubs. Before anyone says anything, the family name Wrigley pays for it, not the company.
All right.
Dodger Stadium in L.A. Angel Stadium, also in L.A. Huh. Oriole Park, Camden Yards, baby. Right. Don't ever get a corporate sponsor for that one. Yankee Stadium, Nationals Park for the Washington Nationals. And finally, Kauffman Stadium. And Kauffman Stadium is my next question.
Nice.
Email the guys at the men's room at mensroomlive.com and get you some Men's Room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage.
We made it to drinking time.
Yeah.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Big time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk. Scan Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And someone's correcting me here. It says, Thrill, you know that World Walrus Day is November 24th. I know. I was just trying to throw people off the beaten path there.
And it's always nice when it lines up with Thanksgiving.
It really does, man. You
every
can
once
eat
every
walrus,
7 years.
Hug a walrus.
Yeah. Kiss one.
Today's shot is brought to you by the fine folks at Black Raven Brewing, proud brewers of Men's Room IPA and a Men's Room 20th Anniversary Lager. And today, we toast the top-flight Bulgarian soccer team, Arda Kardzali. Now, before their match this past Sunday, the players from both teams, they lined up at center field to observe a moment of silence in memory of a former player, one Petko Ganchev. It would have been a touching moment, but it turns out that Petko Ganchev is not dead. In fact, he had to Facebook the team before the game was over. It was after the half, but before the game was over, to let them know. So the team apologized, saying that they'd gotten the wrong information about his death, namely, that he was dead at all. So the way he explains it, man, seriously, it was one of their top-flight soccer teams, right? It was a big national thing. He had a moment of silence, both teams out there, you know, hands cradled over the junk, looking down at their feet, and end of the minute silence, and they announce why. The crowd kind of cheers because he was a popular player on their team. This guy was returning from the grocery store, and he said, my phone kept ringing. I saw it was my wife, but he's like, I didn't want to answer the phone because I didn't have a hands-free device. I pull into my driveway. My wife comes running out of the house crying, screaming, they're saying you're dead. And he's like, keep in mind, I have no idea what she's talking about. Like, you're dead. Everyone on TV said you're dead. He's like, well, obviously I'm not dead. So, he watched the clip and was like, Jesus Christ. Yeah, so he Facebooked the team and like, guys, not only am I not dead, but like, I'm in good health. And it's not like he's some 95-year-old dude. He's like, dude, I'm fine.
It just seems like in this day and age, it wouldn't be that hard to look up.
I have no idea how it happened, but yeah, they had a moment of silence for the man who's completely alive.
And he didn't even get to Huck Finn it and see it.
No, he didn't see it. That's the worst part, yeah. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitola.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.